This is Brother Metter. It's good to be with you. And, you know, I've been talking to you about your life. So many times we want to point our fingers at everybody else. We want to find everybody else's faults. And, you know, I heard somebody say something one time and I found it to be true. Said, it doesn't matter how many things you do right. You can do 10,000 things right, but what people are going to remember in their carnal ways and the evil of their hearts is they're going to remember what you do wrong. You can do 10,000 things right and do one thing wrong, and that's the thing people are going to remember and they're always going to talk about and point back to. But I want us to keep reaching forward and keep moving forward and keep going forward in what God wants to work in us. But there's got to be disciplines, there's got to be actions on your part, there's got to be things that you do to present yourself a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord. You got to learn to fight with the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. You've got to learn to move forward in God. And, you know, the Lord showed me one time that if all you're doing is deflecting the devil's blows, you're never going to go on the offense. You've got to learn to fight. You've got to learn to move forward in a fight. If you just take a boxer that all he does is block his enemy's blows and he never does any punching, then he's never going to win a fight. So not only do you learn have to walk in defense, but you also have to learn to walk in offense. You've got to learn to be able to put the Word of God in action in your life. You know, the weapons Paul talked about in Ephesians 12, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the having your loins girt about with the truth, having your feet shod in the preparation of the gospel of peace. All these, and the shield of faith, all these are weapons of defense. But you've got a weapon of offense, which is the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, that you need to take that sword of the Spirit, that Word of God, and you need to learn how to use that in battle. The Lord spoke into my spirit years ago, and He said, if you learn to use the sword of the Spirit, He said, it can be a weapon that destroys every yoke, drives the enemy back, or it can be used to wound brothers and sisters in Christ. So you've got to learn to keep the right spirit. You've got to learn to use the word in the right spirit. Therefore, it is essential that we keep our hearts and our spirits right before God. I don't want to sin before the Lord. I don't want to displease the Lord. I don't want to do anything that's going to cause the Lord to be displeased in me. So out of Psalms 119, which this is a great chapter, it's the longest chapter in the Bible, is Psalms 19, but it has so many good things in it. But out of Psalms 119, starting at verse 9, I want to share this with you. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed, therefore, according to thy word. So if you want to cleanse your ways, He said, take heed to the word of God. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. See, David is praying and he's crying out to God. He always was. And here in this 11th verse, David said something that has stuck in my spirit for all the years I've walked with God. But in verse 11, he says this, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. This is the reason I'm constantly praying and studying and seeking God and wanting God's direction and God's correction. I'm not afraid of chastisement. Chastisement is correction, it's instruction, it's disciplines. It can be hard. It can be God has to get rough, but if you listen to correction, you follow instruction, and this word chastisement goes to discipline. You know, it's back on the 6th of December of 2019, the Lord spoke to me and told me my disciplines, both naturally and spiritually, were slack, and I've been spending this time correcting them both to come into the new year doing better in my relationship with God, and also in my appetite, in my what I eat, how I conduct myself physically, the exercise. I've been trying to do good things. But here David prayed in this verse 11, and he said, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee." Remember that. Make it an effort to hide God's word in your heart that you don't sin against him and displease him. And I think if we will begin to apply these words that I've been talking to you probably for the last 5 or 6 weeks, especially about prayer and seeking God, and now examining our own selves, I believe we will find, if we just stop and take a few minutes for us and examine ourselves in the sight of the Lord and apply the word of God to our life, we'll see things begin to change in our lives. May God bless you.